True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, hour number two. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana, and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what's up. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Kind of dry out over here.
Yeah. I heard three anglers got struck by lightning yesterday over there.
Yep.
Was it bad?
And I know two of them got, I don't know if they laughed loud at them or what, but it wasn't charter captains. It was some of these guys down here working on that plant, as far as I know. That was the last thing I heard last night. But, you know, everybody, which there's some charter captains that stayed out in that mess yesterday and, because my guys, I had them for the last 3 days, and gentlemen my age and all, and they just gung-ho about it, and I called them yesterday morning about, I don't know, it's 4 or 5 o'clock, probably 4:45, and told them, I said, guys, y'all really want to go do this today? Oh, yeah, Captain, I mean, this is our last day we want to go. I said, y'all look at that radar and call me back. They called me back about 15 minutes, and, yeah, we good, Cap. We think we can go do this.
Wise move, man. You know, that big old glob that went through Corpus in South Texas day before yesterday, you know, they had some winds clocked, straight-line winds at 90 miles per hour in Corpus. I saw the video of it. It's pretty nuts. But it went out in the Gulf, and that's what kind of saved us. We got some rain showers and, you know, spins and bands off of it. But then after it passed us up, it went right in on top of you guys, man. The whole state of Louisiana was covered in that. I don't know how much rain y'all got. That was nuts.
We got a bunch. And the bad problem of it is there was people calling me after I was off the water by 10:30 yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And they was calling me, man, it looks like a hurricane because that thing went to spinning.
It did. It just low pressured up and started that counterclockwise flow. That was nuts.
In my radio on my boat, it's a low ranch radio.
Right.
It is synced in with the weather.
Mm-hmm.
The Coast Guard weather. And I mean, my radio went to blowing up yesterday on all them alerts. I finally had to turn it off because I knew what was happening, and they was me and the two ballet boys and two other boats. We all run together yesterday morning because we knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And done told the customers. I said, look, we're going to get in, you know, 3 hours of fishing maybe, and then we're coming back. And we all went out, went down towards Pasalucha and scattered out a little bit. Somebody landed on them. I'm forgetting which boat landed on them, on a sandbar on the outside in that gulf. And it was, I was glad. When 10 o'clock come, I was glad because it was every single cast. Mm. You had a redfish on. And I started taking my mouth. Like I told y'all in front of the boat, I said, hey, you take the rest of them off. I ain't taking yours off no more. And it was just unbelievable how they was just. And we was kind of anywhere from 30 to 50 yards apart down that beach.
Right.
It didn't make no difference. I mean, that's how many fish was up and down that beach. And that beach was probably, it was half a mile up beach, maybe a little more. And you know, it didn't matter where you was at on that beach. It was every time it hit the water, you was on.
Man.
So that at least being on just that shorter time to fish, you know, they was wore out. My guys, my age anyhow, and they said, we was glad you said we leaving. I said, yeah, we leaving. And we got to the marina, Brent Ballet got in front of me, and he said, hey, he come on the radio and said, it's sprinkling here at the marina. And when he had said that, I was just getting to the marina, and I had to put my rain gear on to get my boat loaded and everything. But after that, oh, my God. It was unbelievable. I mean, that's the most rain I've seen down here in a long time.
I bet. It looked bad on radar. That's all I got to say.
So, you know,
a lot of them fish are going to be okay. Man, that's terrible.
Yeah,
getting struck, nailed by lightning.
You know,
man.
And that's what I told him guys yesterday morning. I said, guys, I said, this stuff looks nasty. I said, y'all sure y'all want to do this? Yeah, Cap, we think it's going to be good about noontime. I said, it ain't going to be good till noontime, I can tell you that. I said, you want to spend your money? I'll take your money. So I said, come on. I said, I'm getting in the truck. Be there in shortly. I said, well, I went and took them. But it worked out. I mean, like I said, that probably each one of them probably caught 75, 80 redfish a piece.
Good gosh.
Yeah. I mean, all three of them have fish on at the same time.
Yeah.
Brent was pretty close to me. He said, come on, old man, step it up.
said, yeah, right.
Get my butt, Brent.
Man.
But it was funny. But, yeah, and look, people don't understand down here. We don't have no place to hide.
No, you're in the mercy of it down there. Nothing,
yeah,
nowhere to go.
There's, let me think, 1, 2, 3, 4. If you're close enough to it, there's two different camps that's down river. One of them is Armstrong Camp. He's the one that's got all the cattle. You can go to his place and get out of the weather. But it's not a... where his camp is not some place that we fish a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got one at the head of the passes, and that's one of the wildlife fisheries camp. And then there's two facilities. You got the one out there at the end of Pasalucha. They'll let you come get in that facility, and then there's one off of Octave that we can go get in and hide in. Hide out, you know, tie our boats up to it, and we're welcome to go in there and get out of the weather. But other than that, there's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go hide nowhere down here. And Roseau King ain't going to protect you. It was so funny,
not.
And I might have told you that. No, that was Thursday. No, I said something to you about that blackbird and that Roseau King, didn't it, going up and down. It was so funny.
Right.
That was crazy if I ever saw. So, but I fished last 3 days been pretty brutal. And I'm off for the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, and I'm coming home here sometime this morning to do Mother's Day.
Coming home from Mother's Day. Tomorrow's the big day.
Yep, and I have not been home for Mother's Day in a long time.
That's what you were telling me the other day.
Yeah, I told them boys, y'all figured out. It's not up to me. So I asked Darlene last night, so I'll go to Donut. I said, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. We'll figure it out.
But good.
Yeah, but no, fishing's great. I mean, I even seen a boat yesterday morning. They was back before we was even back, doing one of them deck in front of the boat shot. And it was, I mean, it was
dead stuff everywhere.
It was three boats. And I mean, they're getting like an artist with that stuff now. They lay them at angle and get them all lined up perfect.
Yeah, those ought to be good eating fish. Lay them on that hot deck and take them out of the cooler and get them all soft again and go to the cleaning table with them.
And, you know, for him to do that yesterday morning, in that short period of time, it's one of them young kids that's new. I mean, I'd never seen this kid before. But he went whack. And they was all, I'm talking about 2-3 pounders, you know.
Yeah.
They was good, solid trout. But it's all South Pass. I know where they're catching them.
Right.
They got a little protection down there, and so they can catch them. But it was like your fish we caught yesterday morning. You could not grip one of them. You had to put him against your body to get your hands on him. They were so slimy. And that's why they was there, because that's where that salt water's at.
Right.
You know, there wasn't no river water dumping out there. And there was mullets jumping up down that beach everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think a mullet feels too safe with that many redfish in the water.
No, and you know, you talk about that. I was running down yesterday morning. I kind of went the long way down. We all went towards that area, you know, spreading out, try to find them. And I was going down the pass, and I was probably a mile from the Gulf still, and they were mullet, all kind of bait in that pass, and I'm going, man, am I driving by these fish or what?
Right.
You know, and that river's at 70 foot, and I'm going, hey, some salty water pushed in here hard sometime last night. And I didn't fish it. I fished the end of it. When I hit the Gulf, I stopped, and we caught, I don't know, 7-8 of them, 17 and a half inches, and I said, this ain't going to work, guys. We got to go do something different. And so I went to
look. And what'd they move y'all's minimum length to, 18?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they Thursday, I pulled up on the end of a pass, jumping into the Gulf, and there was some mullet jumping. And it was every single cast. And every one of them was 17 and a half inches long.
Yeah, now that the limit's 18. Right?
Yeah, you know. So, like last year, I could have been finished in 10 minutes.
Right.
But, you know, now you got to weed through them because even yesterday, you know, we was catching them every cast. And finally, we done caught our limit, but for the last 30 minutes we fished, every one of them was 17 and a half inches long.
Out of the same mold.
Out of the same mold, same mama, mm-hmm. And spotted up. Every one of them had probably 15 to 20 spots on.
Goodness.
Yeah. And, you know, I finally just quit putting my hands on them. I just took that D-hooker and
Flip them off. Yeah.
You know. And a bad part of it, I was looking at them when I was catching them. Probably 75% of them was hooked in the tongue.
Ooh, that's not good.
That ain't good.
No. It's like hooking them through the nostrils. You hook them right through the front of that nose.
Oh, yeah.
Pulls through there. That's a dead fish in a heartbeat on reds.
Absolutely. Yep.
And
so, well, it's like the day before on Thursday. Yeah. They probably 75% of them fish that we was catching that was not legal was hooked to an eyeball.
There'll be a lot of one-eyed reds swimming around.
They will be, yep. Because he can survive.
Yeah, they can. We see that with trout a lot from all the releasing that has to go on now. You know, undersized. When they grow up, they're one-eyed.
Yep.
All right, Mike. Well, I got a one eye out of here, buddy. It's commercial time.
Yeah, you're going to have to make me get in that truck, ain't you?
Yeah, you're going to get in that truck, go home, and do your thing this weekend. Hey, if somebody wants to call you, Mike, about coming over, sounds like they need to get over there right now.
Yeah, they do. It's awesome. 832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunt Nutrition, I guess. I ain't looked at the website, and I couldn't tell you when, but.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Sounds good anyway.
Yeah.
All right, but see you, man.
Right, all
be
you,
safe coming
all
home.
All right, but I want to wish all them moms happy Mother's Day. Have a
you
good
got
one.
Got it, brother. See you.
Later.
Later. If you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks, same-day delivery. No need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, our sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:21. All right, let's run down Galveston way, Tiki Island, see what's up with Captain Plog this morning. Hey, James, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, man.
What's nothing.
Zero. doing a little office work. That's it. Man,
little
I just
office
walked
work.
Outside. It's kind of, well, I don't do nothing all week. I got... everything piled up right there, so I try to see who you pay and who you don't pay to get some more money to pay them.
Rob Peter to pay Paul.
That's it, buddy. Nothing. It's kind of nice outside this morning.
It
kinda
is.
Breezy, though.
Feels good. You got a little wind down there?
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's more than 10, though.
Yeah, it's more like 14, 15. Everywhere I'm looking.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the forecast calls for 15 to 25. Today
Let
and
it rip.
Tomorrow.
Good. Let it rip. I ain't going. I don't care. You know, it was pretty nasty yesterday morning. And it didn't take very long till it got nice, though. We came in, he wanted to come in at 12:30, so we should have kept fishing because it got nice.
Right.
Really got nice before then. I guess kind of dropped out about 9:30, about 9:45. It had like some little old lingering showers behind that front. And one of them kind of got, we could see them all around. And one of them kind of got close to us. Just a little bit of rain, nothing. You almost didn't even put your hood up. And the wind, it got nice, man. But, man, I looked for something Thursday. We caught a pretty good Thursday. I think we caught like 31 trout in the red. Mm-hmm. And I knew that wind was going to come out of the north Friday. I said, man, let me go check something real quick. And we went and checked on something, and we got out, and it was kind of rough. Well, it wasn't kind of rough. It was rough. But the water was good, and I'm fooling around there on the inside. I told Sid and Freddie and them, I said, man, y'all walk out there deep. I looked up, everybody's by me. I said, man, get away from me. Go out there deep where you throw out right there. It was pretty rough, and I said, I'm looking at my boat. And Freddie had trimmed my motor up because it was bumping. And I'm like, man, leave my motor down. Just, you know, that way if the anchor comes loose, the motor will stick in the bottom, and I won't go nowhere.
Well, at least slow it down enough where you can get to it before it drifts off.
Exactly. So I'm looking over there, and hey, man, one of the guys I had with me Thursday, he fished with you back in the day. He was back with you in the Allwell days.
Oh, man, that was back in the early 80s.
100%. We got talking about you. Your ears should have been on fire. But anyway, I go get the boat. Sid was like, let me get that. I said, Sid, I don't care about that boat. If it floats off, I don't care. I'll get somebody to come get me. I don't fish. I want to see what's here. Well, man, they walked into them. They caught some good ones. They caught four real quick. I said, man, let's get out of here. And it was already like 2:30, man. So let's go home. They had a good day. I didn't hardly catch nothing all day. I think they caught like 27, 28 fish. I didn't catch nothing. Two or three, which is fine. So that's where we went yesterday. I said, I got them. And I did, man, about my third cast out of the boat, I yoked one off about 3.5 pounds. Man, they're here. And then it got so rough, man, that wind was not north. It was like, it was
northeast.
About 40 degrees.
Yeah.
And, man, we caught some. I think we ended up catching 10. At the end of the day, we caught 10.
Yeah.
But we went in when it got nice, and we should have went right back in there when it dropped out where you could actually fish. David was ready to go. But I think it's really good. It wasn't no good test. Then we ended up going, you know, the waves and the water is almost pushing you. It ain't like we walked through them. It just, human nature, it's pushing you, you know. You know how it is. You're just getting washed down the bank right there. And should have been a little bit better than what it was. Nice fish. We caught a couple over 3. And nice fish right there. So we didn't give it a good test. So I'm coming in. So David, I said, man, we need to go right back in there right now. It's done got nice. He just kept pointing toward the house. I said, okay, let's go home. So I think we went through there and caught another 10 or 15 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty nice fish. But the week was good. I mean, fishing was good all week.
Right.
I think the only day I didn't go was when it was so stupid, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Y'all were down there with Cliff. That's the only day we didn't go. But, yeah, it got nice yesterday, finally. But there ain't much current, man. There's just the little tides are.
Well, we're back on 4 tides.
You are right now?
Yeah.
What's the high? Is it coming up pretty high?
Nah. Let's see what we got here. Get to these old tide charts, man. That's usually I haven't printed off, but I didn't print this morning. It was my day to print tides off, and I didn't do it.
That's all right.
That's
everybody will forgive you.
Oh, man. It's early. Man, when I get here, I go, I can't believe I'm up this. I used to not get up this early to go duck hunting.
Hey, man, I woke up off the. I should have called you. I woke up on the couch probably by the time you was leaving to go to work.
Well, Friarmood was texting me at 4:10 this morning. He's all up and gung-ho. I don't, I don't know what he's doing.
Where's he
morning.
Going?
I don't know. I think he's got a trip today. Let's see here. Yeah, your high this morning was at 5:16 a.m. It was a 1.5 coming off that 0-point something last night. And then your low's like a 1.2. That's 3 inches.
That's nothing. See, that's the problem.
Then the next high is at 2:19 this afternoon, and it's a 1.3, so that's 1 inch. And then best tide is late this evening. That low at 9:56 is 0.1, so there's your big tide is late in the evening.
You know, I was doing something yesterday. I guess I was running yesterday afternoon. It was late, and I watched the moon. I was running straight to the east, and I could the moon had come up my. No, I wasn't running yet. I was doing something, cleaning the boat. And it was like 3 o'clock, and that moon had just come up. I said, my best use fishing right now, you get some bite. Yeah. I promise you we'd have caught them again. If David would let me keep fishing, and it's an easy place. It's a 10-minute check, dude. If they're there, they're there. But it's the same deal. Me, you know. Oh, then we moved, and we get out, and, man, I get like, 10 bites on top waters, pull 2 of them off, and I think everybody put top waters on, was getting some bites. They had like 10, and I said, man, I can't catch them. And Danny, who fishes with Jay, he has a house in Rockport. He fishes with Jay a lot. He's good. And he put a tail on there. The first one he catches is like 3 pounds, so that's a good one. And then they turned into – now the places we was catching just all good ones, but maybe not a lot. Now you get some good ones, and then babies, them little male trouts are in there with them.
Yeah, turn into them boy howdies.
Howdy doodies. Howdy doodies jumping on you. Hey, man, Thursday we went to a place. I've been catching some. I mean, there's a bunch of 4-pound fish in there, and we had one on there probably 5 the other day. My guy lost it. We didn't weigh him, but he was big. He was bigger than a 4-pounder. Man, there's some good ones in there.
Well, yeah, that's usually the case.
Hey, dude, we walked in there, and I said, man, I'm getting – we ain't catching nothing. I was throwing a top water, and I'm what everybody was throwing out. I turned around, and I just put a jig on little purple little giant, that space dust or whatever they call it, that real dark purple.
I love that bait.
That's a good bait right there. I don't know if they're going to keep making it, but it's a really good bait.
It don't matter. I called Higgins, got me a couple of bottles of Kelly Wiggler tail dip. I went to work on them suckers, man. I dipped
there you
me a
go.
Bunch
hey,
of
that
them.
Tail dip he's got is good. It's a one-time dip, and it, you know, because we dip all our tarpon tails in his stuff.
Yeah, it's you know, other dips like spike it and everything else with white, you got to dip it 2 or 3 times. Larry's dip one time, you're good.
One time, buddy, and you're good. It dries quick. Hey, I've it got does. So much. Because we dip everything in hot orange.
Hot orange, you know. Fire tail, baby. We don't even throw fire tails anymore in the bay. And remember, that's all you used to get catch them on back in the day.
That's all you used to throw. Hey, a strawberry with a fire tail, dude, was money.
I'm telling you. But how about that black one? Remember, we'd take those black and smoke ones and we'd get that Halloween-y going.
You know that old table I got out here by my boat that we sit at, that big orange?
So it's covered in tail dip.
And I put them all around that table, and all that concrete right there is all just
where it
orange.
Drips on there, yeah.
I get in a hurry. I don't put no newspaper down. I ain't worried about that. But, that was, you know, we had a lot of bites right there, but that's when that tide had already peaked out. There's, you know, you're fishing for stuff when it really ain't biting at that point in time. But that place I was saying about we're fishing, it's a little small spot, and there's, you know, we got out there Thursday and caught 4 like 3-foot waves, you know, breaking over your head. I'm like, man, there's got to be a bunch of them here. Oh, and then when I went to pick everybody up, they went to slicking in there. I said, this is good. This is good. And it just too much northeast in there.
Yeah, hopefully they'll stay there. You can go get them when the wind's right, man.
It'll be right Monday.
Go tear Monday into them. Yeah, I'll be dipping those tails in my tackle room, and my wife will come in there and go, man, how can you stand that? I said, I'm all hopped up on Kelly Wiggler tail dip.
Oh, it's good how you dip 2 and then sniff on 1. Oh, dude. But, that's some good dip. That's a really pretty bait. You know,
yeah, it is.
I was, I don't know if it's a limited edition. I think if everybody buys enough of them, I think Eric will keep building it. I don't know why he wouldn't. But
I don't either.
But really, what color tail matters, it's just, you know, I watch my guys. Everybody's, you know, when fish start fading, everybody starts fooling with something different. I tell you what, Sid and Freddie and them was catching them on. And man, them fish got out there deep. They wasn't wearing no waders. And they went off again about noontime, and I see them out there catching them. Man, do I want to do that? I still have my waders on. I said, you know what? I really don't. I just let them sit out there and catch them. I said, well, some of them will slide inside here. I didn't catch nothing, but they was using that motor oil-looking mirror lure provoker.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was. They was doing good on that.
Let me knock this breakout, man. I got to. Big one here I got to take care of. I'll be right back at you, man. Hold that thought on that motor oil, man.
All right.
Well, Seaguar Invisex casting line. Have you ever tried it? It's really good. You know, if you like to get your bait down and you're fishing deeper structure and all that, it absorbs water and you get a good line sink with it. And what I like about Invisex, it's soft, it's easy casting, 100% fluorocarbon performance fishing line. It's virtually invisible, especially when you're fishing clear water. It works really good. And Seaguar Invisex, it's a best-selling fluorocarbon mainline. It's engineered to provide extremely low memory, which makes it soft, supple, and more castable. And it's soft and strong with exceptional sensitivity. It has low memory, virtually no stretch, and it's fast sinking and superior knot strength for unmatched performance in most conditions. So try Invisex, Seaguar Invisex. You'll really like it.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:39 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we are back.
Yo, man. Hey, so this dude, we got to talk about you. Y'all had left from Old Crawley's, of course, and y'all ended up, you went stop somewhere. I think y'all maybe stopped over there by Moody's in the Pier Pilings or something. Y'all didn't catch much. I caught a couple of whatever. You took them over there to Fat Rat. Y'all absolutely destroyed them on 801 Mariner. Y'all got the big old storm. He still remember like it was yesterday. Yeah, and y'all were coming around Smith Point. You told us, man, we're probably gonna get struck by lightning in this aluminum buffoon.
I ran all over the bay in that Crow Marine boat, buddy. All well.
Hey, That was a big time boat when I first met
that boat caught fish. I got videos of fish couldn't see that blue boat, and I'd drift in the middle of them, and fish are running into the side of it, jumping out of the water, and just absolutely a fish catching machine.
It was, buddy. I wonder why that boat never caught hold. You know, my God,
few people bought them. I remember Joe Quatera and Tony bought one, and.
Well, see, that's the one I spent a lot of time in. I was, you know, Mike and Joe and Tony and all of us was fishing together quite a bit. So I ran and used that one a lot, you know, that brown one. It was your sister boat to you.
Mm-hmm.
And what they had, 140s or 115s or something?
Well,
kind of
mine showed it had, I had a 90 horse cowling on a 140. It was a sleeper.
Sleeper.
that boat had run, man. Yeah, it had a 140 on it.
Yeah, I think Joe's had a 115 or something, but it was a good boat. I liked it.
Yeah, it was.
But, man, I don't know, Mickey. I'm probably fixing to run out of wade fishing trips. I'm eventually going to have to go see what's out there out of the boat. I don't know what's good, what's bad. You know, yesterday, I don't know where everybody went. Yesterday morning, it ain't friendly. It's pretty crappy. And you thought you was giving free stuff away everywhere. And then, there's nobody. There's nobody. At 8:30, I'm looking around and said, man, I don't know if everybody sunk or everybody went home, but there's nobody out here. So I don't know where everybody goes. They went, but then they went away. I didn't see nobody. I was looking out there, this one place I was fishing, looking out in the bay, and there's like 7-8 school birds out there, and there ain't none of them no good. They're all garbage. But they ain't even nobody fishing them. There ain't even nobody out there.
Yeah.
So I don't know where everybody goes.
Well, them brown shrimp showed up my way.
They did?
Yeah. Shrimpers starting to catch them up my way.
Brownies, man, you know.
Brownies, bringing in the tide runners. Let's follow them all the way to Mickey's house. Please do.
Well, I tell you what.
That way you can hit that wall of fresh water and turn around and go back home.
Go back home. Hey, those bullheaded gaffs come with them, dude. I'm
yeah, they
you,
do. Hey, them gaff top come with them brownies, brother.
It is so nasty. I mean, I ain't fishing out of the boat. I'm wading, and you know what we're doing. Hey, man, you got to be careful.
Hey, wait till they start spawning, man. They'll really hit the shorelines. You have to just get out of. I remember we'd be wading Fat Rat and Elm Grove, all that over there this time of year in May, and oh, gosh. I watched Gary Anderson catch 50 in a row one time, wading out to his neck. I said, you got to get in here, man. I don't like wading shallow. I said, well, catch him gaff top, rip holes in them. We're going to catch trout in here, buddy.
Hey, you remember that day? It was me and you. I don't know. Blame might have went with us. I don't remember. But when we were first started using red bins, you said, man, we're going to catch him. We were fishing on deep reef. We're going to catch him giant trout on them on red bins. You remember that? I don't. We were together. Oh, it was only one time, but we had our red fins and used working slicks, and we got in them, and we was catching. You know, we had Kelly Webbers, I guess, back then. Tails. Remember me and you put them red fins on and jerked them down there, and they gaffed up on the planet, ate them. We had to take them off. Remember?
Oh Lord, yeah. Boy, there's nothing nastier than a harmonica mouth gaff top reeling it up to you while you're waiting. It's got three treble hooks buried in his mouth, man. I'm going,
hey, I go to pick Dave and them up yesterday. Danny's got a fish on, and somebody's walking over there with a net. I said, Danny's a fisherman. I said, well, he's got something good on. That guy's coming with a net. And I'm
high
looking at
blue.
It's a big old, hey, I can look
sail
at this line, and I see that slime coming up his line. I said, why is he going over there with a net? So I pulled up the boat. I said, Danny, just bring me the whole rod. Bring me everything. Let me get that thing off. And it was on a little spook, a chrome and blue little spook. He had all hooks all in it.
Had a head on him like a house cat.
Oh, it's terrible. But they're getting bad right now. But, yeah, I'm eventually going to have to find me something to do out of the boat. I don't know what it is, but.
I texted Larry a while ago. I've been getting texts from listeners wanting to know how they can find that tail dip. He said, I guess I'm just stupid or something. I can't find it on the Kelly Wiggler side. But Larry texted me and said, Fishing Tackle Unlimited has it, Anglers Anonymous has it, Waterloo Outfitters, and Roy's carries it. So, but he said he'll make it available on their website soon.
Yeah, it's the best tail dip, and I don't know if the orange is on there. Larry might be listening, I don't know, but he made it for us for tarpon fishing. I don't know if it's in his catalog, but if somebody wants some of that fire orange that we use, he's got that too.
Yeah.
And you can mess all your concrete up too when you go to dipping.
No, I put them on a table, and I put newspaper down, and then take shoe boxes and just let them hang over the edge of the shoe boxes as they dry, and then I'll bag them back up.
Well, that's what I should do. Hey, this is like we're out there.
Well, I'm not at, you're doing it on, you know, on your patio where the wind's blowing, so.
Yeah, plus I'm in a hurry. I used to put the newspaper down, magazines, actually, but the last time I run my concrete, we're like, it's like 6 o'clock. This is when we were fishing down south, so we're fishing, get ready to leave. We're just trying to hurry up, dip them. I told Cameron, I said, hell with magazines, man. Just dip them things. We'll clean it up later.
Well, dip them at home. Don't dip them in your boat. You'll have that stuff everywhere.
Yeah. But that spike, I got some, and I ain't knocking their old product, but I'll dip something with it the other day. So I wanted something chartreuse, and, man, I had to keep dipping it.
No, you got to dip it in white first, let it dry, and then dip it in the chartreuse.
Okay. That's what I was doing wrong.
Yeah, dip
but
it.
I don't have no white.
Dip it white first and let it coat good, and then dip the chartreuse on it, and it'll show up way better on that white tail.
Roger, I got it. Yeah, because it just never really got.
That's what I have to do. Yeah. Now the Kelly Wiggler stuff, it's holy. You know, it's thicker and brighter.
Yeah, it's one and done. It's one and done.
Get it over with. Let's go catch fish. I got time. I ain't got time to dip tails. I need to be catching fish.
Man, I looked at next week, Mickey, Monday. I looked at buoy weather. Of course, it's a week out. But, man, I don't really see but Monday and Tuesday too friendly. And then it's a good thing I got wade fishermen because there ain't been really one.
If this wind don't quit blowing, I'm going to start crabbing again. We're getting crab boil hungry anyway, me and Raz and all
of us. It's time to start crabbing. Hey, are y'all totally trashed up there?
It's pretty nasty looking. Hopefully it'll just be temporary. Hopefully it'll get out of here and we'll get our water back. But Blaine ain't real happy.
No, I bet he ain't. Hey,
we were talking about it.
But dude, even around here, I don't know what it is. There's not really nothing dredging. But yeah, I got a couple places I'm fishing that it don't matter how hard it blows. All you got to do is get there without turning upside down, and you're going to catch them.
Yeah,
man, the water. All in that area, it just won't get right.
It's probably you know, from low tide sucking all the silt from us up here. You want some dredging? Come see me, man. We got the dredging, buddy. There's
really
junk everywhere.
Y'all got it going on up there.
Tabs Bay is shrinking daily, man. I don't know how many surface acres of water we've lost to, you know, dredge projects. But well, I got to run, man. I got to go get Sharky and see what he's up to this morning. James, throw him out a number. Buddy. Somebody wants to call you and do some tail dipping.
Come on,
show up at James's house. We're going to have a tail dipping party.
Tail dip party. Price is cheap. All right, buddy. 409-771-7306.
All right, dog.
See you, man.
Later. All right. Let's jump the bridge. Let's go talk Sharky this morning. Hey, Michael. What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot. Y'all busy this morning?
Do what?
Are y'all going to be busy this morning? Got them.
Oh, we're busy,
lined
brother.
Lined up at the dock.
We're lined up. I'm actually lined up at this Whataburger praying to the good Lord above that somebody could whip out 4 breakfast tacos real quick.
Yep. Give me 4 quick taquitos and let me get to work. I've got fish
to catch
today.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Bring it, man.
I'm like, eggs and cheese and bacon, just give it to me real quick. I gotta
come on with it. Yes, sir.
Man, yesterday, I'll give you a quick recap, man. It was awesome, brother. We were scared that the water was going to be bad. We pushed all our morning trips to the afternoon, and buddy, it was just sandy green enough to put the freaking hurting on them, buddy.
It was epic.
I had 4 guys that knew what they were doing and could fish, which makes all the difference in the world. You know, we love teaching people, and but it was a nice relaxing smack fest, you know, when the guys are working the current and casting over each other and swapping around without you saying, "Hey man, you landed over there, can I get
musical chairs?"
Yeah, these guys knew. I tell you, it was the most interesting thing. We rolled up, we started catching drum, like pub drum, just every cast. And I was like, man, let's try to find some redfish. So I started breaking these shrimp in half. We started catching trout. I said, on a half shrimp, live. You know, it was live, but half shrimp. We start catching trout. I said, oh, man, we're fixing to smack the trout. If they're eating live shrimp in half, they're fixing to smack some live shrimp on a float line, you know, on a free line. So I start free lining. I can't get a bite. I put two of the best guys on free line with a whole shrimp. I can't get a bite one. I reel my whole shrimp in. I break that thing in half. I cast it right back out there. 19-inch speckled trout. Explain that. That's what I'm thinking. And I tell you what, every fish, we ended up with 4 or 5 slot reds. I'm telling you, not one slot was under 27 inches. All tournament winning right there in that 1 inch. And then we caught 5 bulls, released all those bulls, and then, we ended up releasing like 7 pup drum after their 20 limit that was in the boat. And hooked a big jack and fought the jack. And, man, I mean, it was lights out, man. But they wanted half shrimp. Nuts.
Crazy.
Nuts. You got to just experiment until you find what they want, man. And, man, we got locked in on them, and it was just a bike that never is a 4-hour trip, Mickey. And we pulled up, we started whacking them. I was like, they were wanting to take some breaks, or you know, let them get a water. I was like, heck no, catch that thing back out there. It's on fire, buddy.
Get them while they're hot, baby. Get them while they're hot.
But man, that freaking bite never died. Four hours.
Afternoon with this moon phase we're on, and the way the tides are. I mean, the afternoon bite's got to be the best bite right now.
Yeah, it absolutely has been. It is. It's 4 days in a row. Consistent afternoon has been on just off the chain, man. It's been on fire.
Cool.
It's been on fire. So,
awesome.
Anyway, we're hoping, golly, man, I've got 2 offshore trips coming up next week. I don't think there's any way
Green
Earth we're making that happen.
Yeah, well, how about snapper season, man? How many days? 108 or something, you said?
Oh, 107 days, I think.
Yeah.
Bloody, it is. Thank God, man. Thank God. I'll be real curious. You know, we lost our AJ season in May. But to be honest with you, there ain't been many days where we could even go out there.
No, it's been a terrible, terrible time so far. I mean, it just, you know.
Yeah,
but that's good. Hey, that's June 1st. It's snapper season. Let's roll.
Yeah, let's roll, buddy. Let's roll.
So and that means the wind's not going to start stop blowing till August then.
That's right. That's right. Maybe September if we're lucky, you know. We might get the last 10 days.
Yeah, well.
Oh, my gosh,
everybody's got
man.
Starve tournament to fish for. Fish for that big red snapper.
That's right. That's right, man. We've had one on the leaderboard the last, I think, 3 or 4 years now, you know. So
maybe this is your year, man.
Man, as long as somebody doesn't catch a mystical 29-pounder like that, or however big that stinking thing
was. Hey, when that guy caught that, I said, hey, this tournament's over. Everybody's fishing for second place.
100%.
It led the whole time, too. I mean, that was a game changer there. I just
dude. I think we had
set the bar very high.
I think we had a 23 on last year, 23-1 or something.
I remember when y'all caught that 23 something.
And man, I mean, looking at that fish, you're like, they don't get any bigger than this. I mean, so I can't even imagine
23-pound snapper. That's a toad. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Big old fatty.
It was healthy, man. Oh gosh.
Well, anyway, get your Whataburger, get everybody fed up and lubed up and ready to go, man. Somebody wants to call, get down and fish with you guys. Give them some info, Sharky.
Heck yeah, man. Hop on the website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can Google us, Outcast Charters, Galveston, Texas, man. We would love to have you guys out. We've got a wedding tonight. So, man, we do everything from weddings to on-site lodging. We could sleep up to 20 people upstairs in our private lodge. Check us out, man. We'd love to get you guys out on the water, make some memories.
Y'all are nuts, man. That's good stuff. Hey, how about them, how about them new Hondas? How are they running? You like them?
Buddy, you better strap in with extra seat belts because those things, they like to go, buddy.
350s, man.
They like to go, and they like to go real fast.
Smooth and crisp. All right, buddy.
Smooth as butter. All right, brother.
Sharky, have a good day. Y'all be safe out there. Good luck to you.
Thank you, man. God bless. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, stud.
You too, man. Take care. Man. See you, Michael. All right. Unfortunately, we've got to take the top of the hour break. National anthem and all that good stuff coming up. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.